Morning, everybody. So my name is Gaëtan Bourgeois. I'm working for Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada in Quebec, so a bit south of Montreal. I'm involved mainly in bioclimatology and modeling, but we do work on many aspects of crop physiology and crop protection as well. So my co-authors are two undergrad students. We have a co-op program in Quebec at their university, and we had this nice project going on, and I just they are the one who took care of the all the details in the greenhouse and so on. So that's why I recognize their contribution. So essentially, to give you an overview of what's going on, where it fits in the system, this question of cauliflower head initiation. So we are involved in modeling the crop phenology, growth, and eventually yield. So this is what you have here is a system in which weather has an impact, and management can also have some impact. And I will concentrate today mostly on the phenology aspect, because at some point in time when we developed or we decided to work more on predicting the phenology of different crops, fruit and vegetables and field crop as well, was more toward the pest control and scouting strategies that we were saying, well, we better improve our timing and do things for diseases, insects, and so on. It turned out that some of interest was shown in terms also in seeding and planting and harvest planning for lettuce and different crops. And recently I've got approached by companies that they want to improve their marketing strategies because they have to sell to grocery stores or major industrial buyers, and they have to know in advance how many boxes of broccoli or cauliflower they will have to provide. So weeks in advance, we're talking about 2-3 weeks in advance. So it turned out that the phenology has some impact there. Of course, you also think naturally about the water and fertilizer management, where the rooting system evaluates in time. And I've been involved in many studies on the impact of climate change and variability, and of course the shift in phenology or the seeding time and so on is an important factor. So since we are in a vegetables crop management session, I've been involved in many modeling and many aspects of leaf vegetables that are forming head, like lettuce, root and stem vegetables like carrot and onion, and the bulb, so not onion, but the root and stem vegetables like celery and carrot, bulb vegetables like onion, allium, and more recently also in crucifers, the leaf like cauliflower and broccoli. So to do so, we wanted to have some sort of generic model so we can jump from one crop to the other and from one cultivar to the other. And we decided to use the well-known universal BBCH scale. If you ask me what means BBCH, well, we'll let you read it. It's from Germany, and it's based on the famous Zadox scale that was developed for small grains and cereals in Netherlands. It's a uniform coding system for plant growth stages from mono and dicot crops, as well as annual and perennial crop. And essentially, this is a coding with the principal and secondary growth stages. So we have been using that as an example here in carrot, corn, and apple. So here's an example of the model we have developed is predicting carrot phenology in this case. Essentially, what you have here is the BBCH scale that goes from 0 to 50 in this case, but many crops you can code up to 90 as a scale. So here, as shortly, you have the emergence phase. All the dots are points that we have taken out in the field, and this is the leaf area, the leaf number evolution of the crop. And then here you have the taproot growth, and you have a transition phase that was set at a specific stage. So how that thing worked, this kind of applied to carrot, but the generic crop phenology model is divided in emergence phase, sorry, for the beta version is still in French, but with the decoding here, you will follow. So you have an emergence, a maximum emergence rate, and it responds as a function of temperature. So we input all nonlinear response to temperature in the system. There is another phase, the foliar phase, that in this case you have a leaf appearance, maximum leaf appearance rate, and you can modulate as a function of temperature, photoperiod, or the initial stages of the crop, because between the first, when it cultivated in the first few weeks, it goes either faster or slower, depending on the crop, or no impact. If you go, also we have a call the commercial phase or commercial phase or reproductive phase, depending on the crop. And again, those respond to temperature, photoperiod, and sometimes some sort of partitioning between if the leaves are continuing to grow or partitioning to the roots in the case of carrot, for example. And finally, we have this transition phase that goes from vegetative to either commercial or reproductive that were in response to temperature and photoperiod. So in doing so, when I started the project, I said to myself, I'm going to have a genetic model that can be applied to any crops and weeds and so on. And there is some new animals that came in, and this animal is called cauliflower, that you probably well known. And why this one is a new one? Because if you want, there is to go to ed initiation, this crop needs some sort of they need some cool weather, very cold weather, to promote this ed initiation. So. And it came to my, we have worked for broccoli on broccoli with some industry, and they were very happy with the model that we have developed, because broccoli was behaving like a little soldier. You plant at different times and you can plant the harvest, and so it was going very well. But we said with cauliflower, we have not no success about it. So we read through the literature, and then we tried to find out what was this cauliflower. What was specific about it. So again, for most crop, there is distinct growth phases responding to differently to temperature. So in this case, we have here two major ones. It's the what we call the emergence or the end of leaf growth, and of course the head growth. In UK, they call that the curd growth also. So essentially, if we look at the emergence, there is a juvenile phase during the early growth where no ed induction is possible. I always compare that to humans, where it seems up to a certain age you don't see anything that is coming out going on around you, and then at one point in time then you see that something is more interesting than just your own life. And so the plant seems to behave about the same way. And this head induction was, I'm going to call it now, it's kind of the hidden phase of phenology, and I will refer to it as vernalization. So you have some pictures here of examples of the experiments that we have carried. So going through the literature, we found that many factors were associated with this cauliflower vernalization. Phenological stage could be anywhere between 11 to 28 leaves, temperature range between 6 to 16 degrees C, and exposure time to those cold temperatures from 6 to 8 days, and of course we can imagine that the variability between cultivar sensitivity and response is probably very high. So we decided to set up an experiments to assess cauliflower vernalization. So simply we conducted experiments on the Casper cultivar, which was the main problem with the producers we were working on. Essentially, they use one for transform cauliflower, so they will seed it, transplant it late in June and in July to mid-July, and harvest as late as possible to harvest and then freeze those things and distribute the product across Canada and probably in U.S. also. So, and then for 2 years, they said, they were making that planning for 2-3 weeks from mid-June to mid-July, and they were all harvesting at the same time. So they didn't understand what was going on. So we have grown in greenhouse at those temperatures, 22, 18, and tail end of 16, and multi-cell trays up to tree leaf and transplanted in 6 inches pots for up to harvest, and the cold treatment was 10 degrees C in growth chambers. So the experimental design is as such, a complete randomized complete block design, 7 treatments, a control with no exposure to kettle temperature, and others that, and then we expose at different leaf stages for 14 days, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13 leaf stage in 4 blocks, 3 plants per experimental units, and the data collected were number of leaves, plant height, and head diameter. So looking at the results you have here, clearly as expressed as days after seeding, plants that were exposed very early at tree leaf stage was kind of damaging because there was some delay in that initiation with no exposure. So this is the zero. We didn't put it at cold temperature, and you have a bunch here, all the other leaf stages. If you look at days after exposure to cold treatment, then you can see really that 3 days was detrimental, 5 days, three leaves, 5 leaves, 7 leaves, and then after that, everybody gets together and the response is about the same. We decided also to look at how we exposed for 14 days and say how much time does it need. So about the same experiment, we exposed for 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12 days in growth chambers. And the following results were obtained. You have here the no exposure, so that the control plot exposed for 2 days, which is a little bit, so you can see that they produce more leaves and bigger head diameter. And then that's 2 days, and the group from 4 to 12 days all together here. I forgot to mention that was the average cauliflower head diameter that we were measuring. Sorry about that. And same thing, days after exposure to cold treatment, that's what we obtained with the 2, 4 days and the group from 6 to 12 days altogether. So rapidly to complete is the, we have this, we took all those data, the weather data collected in the greenhouse, and you have an example of the exposure. So we fit the model to our in our system with the emergent phase, and we calibrated for the foliage development, the number of leaf, the transition, and then the commercial rate. And so for each treatment, we did that, and here's a summary of the results. So the exposure time to cold temperature. So what you have here is, in fact, the vegetative phase, or the Fmax that I was mentioning. So the cold treatment or exposure to different cold treatment exposed at different phenological stages did not affect vegetative stage. You can see that the number of leaf at the transition between the vegetative and the commercial phase is just, it has a dramatic, quite an impact, and then the commercial phase also has some impact. That's the rate of head diameter, the head diameter evolution. Looking at the time of exposure from, so again, no effect on the vegetative part. The number of leaf that is decreasing with the numbers of days exposed, and then the commercial phase is no impact around control or two, well, much lower here than in this area. So as conclusions, in general, maximum leaf appearance rate is not affected by cold exposures, except for the apparent cold damage when exposed at the tree leaf stage. Of course, vernalization is not an absolute requirement for head initiation in the Casper cauliflower cultivar, but it does trigger head initiation sooner and also reduces head initiation variability from plant to plant, result that I have not shown, but there is a lot of variability when it's not exposed to cold temperature. According to the results, the juvenile phase is completed around the 5-leaf stage for the Casper cultivar. Exposure need about 40 days to at least 40 days to of exposure to trigger the initiation sooner. And of course, next steps into that, we'll do some evaluation of at other temperature. 5, 7.5, 2.12, 12.4, 5 are completed. We are under analysis and we are now doing 2.5 and 15. So we'll have all that spectrum of temperature and see how it behaves. And of course, next step will be the conceptualization and implementation of the hidden phase module in the generic crop phenology model. With that, thank you for your attention.